Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Hey. Shabbos daf Hey, and we will go to Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out exactly who is the author of our Mishnah that holds that you do not need a makom of Dalet al Dalet in order to do an Akira and Hanacha. Because after all, our Mishnah's case on daf Beis is a case where one puts it into someone's hand, and one takes it from someone's hand, right? The Ani and the Balabayas. So who is that opinion? So the Gemara tried to say it's Rebbe's opinion. The question is, which Rebbe? So the Gemara tried to say, well, maybe it's the Rebbe of Zarach v'Nach al-Gabi Ziz, and we rejected that. So now we'll start four lines from the bottom. On Dalet on the base. Elaha Rebbe. The following Rebbe is the opinion of our Mishnah that holds that one does not need a makom of dalet al dalet. D'tanya zarak mirushas harabim lirushas harabim virushas hayachad be'emsa. We're going to have later on. If you throw from the street to the street, rushas harabim to harabim virushas hayachad be'emsa, Rebbe mechayev acham and potrin. Rebbe says chayev there, even though it appears that the akira, the uprooting, was in one rishus, and the putting down the hanacha was in another rishus. V'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mechayev haya Rebbe shtayim. Not only does Rebbe say chayev, Rebbe says you mechayev two karbanos chatos. Right, he can't be chayev skila twice. But if he did it as pishogeg, he'd be chayev two. Why? Achas bishem hotzaa, v'achas bishem achnasa. One for hotzaa and one for achnasa. One went out from rishus aravim to rishus yachid, and it's as if it rested in the air, as we had earlier, kluta kamisha hunchadamya. It's as if it is surrounded in the airspace, it's as if it rested. So once bishamachna hotza, once bishamachnasa. But you see from Rebbe, lo ba yakira v'lo hanacha gabim akum dalet al dalet. You see from that sheet, you don't need a hanacha of dalet al dalet, on dalet al dalet, right? You don't need any hanacha. It's kluta kamisha hunchadamya. So you don't need any. So it must be that Rebbe is the author of our Mishnah. So where it says no, Ha'idmer Allah, Rav Shmuel Damit Shavayu, didn't Rav Shmuel say about that brisa, Lo Machayev Rebbe Ela Birshas Hayachid Makura. Rebbe only says Chayev by a roofed Rishas Hayachid. If it has a roof on it, that's where Rebbe says Kluta Kemishon Chada Amrina, because there we say Besa Keman Damal Yadamya. The house, the area is as if it's full. As if it's full. So that's why it's as if it had a Dalet al Dalet. Meaning, what was our suggestion? Let's finish the line. Avashe inamakura lo, but not if it's inamakura. Meaning, what are we trying to find? We're trying to find an opinion that does not require Dalet al Dalet. And have we just explained Rebbe? Rebbe does require Dalet al Dalet. It's just that it's as if you had Dalet al Dalet here in the symbolic, or in the right, not literal hanacha, but it was a kluta kamishon chadami. It's as if the house is full, and as if there was a hanacha. Aval she'ena makura lo, but not ena makura, you wouldn't say that, and therefore our mishnah is ena makura. V'chitei machanami b'makura. And if you want to say our mishnah is also about makura, if it's at a roof, so it doesn't work. Hatenach b'rishus hayachid makura. You could have a rishus hayachid that's makura. B'rishus harabim makura michayev, but rishus harabim with a roof? You're never going to be, it's not going to be considered a rishus harabim. You're going to be chayev for that. V'yamar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna Marav, Hamav or Chayfetz Dalet Amos birishus harabim mekura. Somebody's Mavar Dalet Amos within a rishus harabim roof, Pater, Fishein Adom, L'dikle Midbar. So you cannot say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of mekura. So that is why we have to come to another suggestion. Before we get to the next suggestion, though, this is an important line that the Gemara has here, that rishus harabim cannot be mekura. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Mem He discusses the requirements for rishus harabim. Something that we're going to talk about over the next couple of days many times. It is going to come up in Sechaz Erevin many times. But the Gemara in Simin Shin Mem He, if you look in Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah, this is probably the least used chelek of the Mishnah Berurah, but it's all about Hilchas Erevin. So there it's in Shin Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the four Rishuyos on Shabbos. What is each one? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Umakob Tur. As we had Karmelis a couple of days ago, what is the Lashon of Karmelis? On Dav Gimel Amabez, Rashi quoted where the Lashon of Karmelis comes from. But what is each one? So the Shulchan Aruch says Rishus HaYachid is Makom Mukaf Mechitzos Gavoos Asarat Tfachim, an area that's surrounded with 10 Tefach walls, the Yeshbo Arba'at Tfachim Al Arba'at Tfachim Ayoser, and it has an area of 4x4 Tfachim width or length, or a Charetz, or a hole, with the walls on the side of the hole, or a tail. Either way, that is a Rishus HaYachid. How many walls exactly do you need for a Rishus HaYachid? That is a Machlokas Rishonim, which Beis Hashem will get to later. But the Shulchan Aruch said they were Rishas Rabim. Shin Mem Hei Zayin. What is the definition of Rishas Rabim? What are the ingredients that you need for Rishas Rabim Daraisa? And this is crucial to know, because as we know, if we live in a place with an Eruv, the fact that there is an Eruv in a community means that it is not a Rishas Rabim Daraisa. You could also build an Eruv around the Rishas Rabim Darabanan. So what is a Rishas Rabim Daraisa, which would preclude our allowing an Eruv? Among other nafkaminas, Ezel Rishus Arabim, Rechovos Ushvakim HaRechavim Tezayin Amma. First of all, 16 Amos wide streets. Number two, Ve'enam Mekorim. That's our Gemara. It does not have a roof. If it has a roof, it can't be a Rishus Arabim. Mr. Burr quotes, Digle Midbar Lohayim Mekorim. Digle Midbar were not Mekure, like our Gemara says. Ve'en Lohem Choma, and they don't have walls around it. Even if it has a wall, imhem mifulashim mishar l'shar, if it's open from one side to another side, it has two walls one on each side, and it goes straight through though, and then through them, habi rishus arabim. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes 16 amos, no roofs, no walls, and even if it has the walls, mifulash mishar l'shar, that is rishus arabim. The Shulchan Aruch then adds in the yesh omrim the controversial line. The Yesh Omrim, Shekol She'ein Shishim Ribo Ovrimbo, Bechol Yom, Ein Rishus Arabim. If the area does not have 600,000 people traversing it every day, is not Rishus Arabim. So, where does this come from? This requirement of a certain amount of people? Says the Mishnah Berura, yes, where do you get it from? You get it from Digle Midbar also, 600,000. And the Mishnah Berura notes, even though there were a lot more than 600,000, there were only 600,000 men between 20 and 60, there's a lot more, but lo chashvinon elamash nimsa bakasub beferish. You only count what is found in the pasuk explicitly. Ula inyan halacha, says the Mishnah Berura, kasa midasa machaber, the kasa of deazu rak b'shem yesh omrim, mashma de la halacha lo svir lo kein. So mashma, this is just the yesh omrim, but Mikra did, this is not one of the requirements. And therefore, you could have a Rishus Arabim in more, even if there aren't 600,000 people. L'chumra, miko makom, ein banu koach limchos biyara somchin al deazu. But this is the day, says the Mishnah Berura, and therefore, if those who want to rely on it, yesh lohem amal lismoch. The day azu gamkein lo das yichidahi, because after all, this is not a das yachid, as I wrote in the Bir Halacha, where he goes through all of the shitas that hold this way. But he says, bal nefesh yachvel atzmo, yirei shamayim, bavadei yesh lachmer, dibizbaneinu, that it could be Rishus Arabim Daraisa, even without 600,000. He also notes that the Lashon of Bechol Yom is very problematic. Where does he get that from? You need 600,000 that go there every single day? Mishnah Berura, Chipaski Bechol HaRishonim, Ha'omdim B'shita Zu, V'lo Niskar B'divreihem T'nai Zeh. I didn't find this T'nai. Rak She'yu Mitzuyin Sham Shishin Ribo. Right, just that you need Shishin Ribo. It doesn't say Dafka that passed through every single day. So that's an important issue. Again, we'll come back to it a number of times. But that is, our Gemara, at least right here, mentions one of the requirements for Rishus Arabim. It cannot be Makura. But either way, we just knocked out suggesting that Rebbe is the opinion of our Mishnah. So we continue. We tried to say it was originally, for the first try, was on Daftal and Amun Aleph. We tried to say Rabbi said it was Rabbi Akiva. That holds Kluta Kavisha and Chadamye. Now we tried to say it was Rebbe. We tried to figure out which Rebbe. That was number two. Now we're up to number three. Three out of six suggestions. Who is the opinion of our Mishnah? So Elam Rebbe Zera. That's the eighth line or so. Hamani Achirimi. Our Mishnah, which does not need Dalit, all Dalit is the opinion of Achirim. The Tanya. Achirim Omrim. Amad Bimkomo Vekibel. If Reuven throws something to Shimon, Shimon does not move. He just stands there and has his hands open. And he catches what Reuven threw. He just stood there. Amad bimkomo. He stood there, vikibel, and he got it. Chayiv he, the thrower. Reuven is chayiv da'oraisa. Because he did everything. He did the akira, he did the hanacha. The mekabel was what we might call an amud ba'alma. He just acted like a pole. He didn't move. But akar mimkoma vekiba, but if the Reuven threw it, and then in order to get it, the Makabel moved, and then accepted it and caught it, patur. So in that case, the thrower would be patur, because that would be a shnayim sha'asa'uhu kind of case. Meaning it was Reuven did the akira, and the Makabel did the hanacha, and therefore that would be patur. Rashi says patur, hazorek, important line, delois avid hanacha mikocho. The hanacha was not done from his koach. The focus is on him, the gavra. This los aben hanacha mikocha. The Ron says, what's the chiddush of Rashi? The chiddush is that even if a person had kavana to throw it to this guy who was moving, he goes out for a, I know he's moving, and he goes out for a pass. Doesn't matter. He's still going to be putter if the Makaba was moving. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam has a little different formulation. He doesn't say that the Hanacha wasn't all Mikocho, but the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tezvav, Avilcha Shabbos, he quotes a few places, it quotes a few cases, and then says, V'imnekar chaveru mimkomo v'kibla patur, she'ein ha-hanacha gumura ad she'yanuach ha-chefetz b'makom she'hayu lo lanuach bo b'sha'as akira. It has to be, the hanacha has to be forecast and connected to the chefetz at the moment of the akira. If somebody's going to run in and catch it, so then that is not, that akira is not connected to the hanacha, and therefore you're going to be putter. So the Rambam doesn't focus as much on the person, rather on the act itself. There has to be a tzirut between the akira and the hanacha. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva was asked, what's the difference in this case? If Reuven throws something to Shimon, Shimon moves and catches it, Reuven and Shimon are both going to be putter, because they both did only half. Why is that different than the case in Maseches Beitza, and quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the discussion comes up also a little bit later on in this Masechta, of Magus. I put something on the fire to cook, and then somebody comes along and stirs it, and makes it cook faster. We are both chayiv mida oraisa, because we both took part of the cooking process. I put it onto the fire, and somebody else made it cook quicker, because they stirred it. So here too, the questioner asked the Avnei Nezer, why, if the guy, Reuven throws it, so the guy caught it quicker. It would have hit the floor, but instead he caught it before it hit the floor. What's the difference? Both of them are kiruv malachto. When there are many cases of kiruv malachto being chayiv. So he says, af gam lulei ashniya haya chayfetz nach, v'haya malacha nigmeres, v'yidei asheni lo haya nasiz malacha, u'ma bein zel, u'ma bein kidei rubach ha'vehegis. That's the shayla in Archayim, Simin Kuf Chaf Ches. Says the Avnei Nezer, Yisod Gadol. He says, similar to what we've said already on that base, you can't compare Hotsa'ah and other malachas. You can't compare them. By Bishol, once you put the pot on the fire, you did everything. And everything else is just a result. You did the crucial act, and everything else just follows. By Hotsa'ah, no. As we said, there are two ingredients. There's an akira, and there's a hanacha. It's not like the hanacha has to be mitzurif, connected to the akira, but it's two independent parts of the malacha. You can't just say, once you did one, the other one follows. And unless you take part in the second half, it's going to be different. It's not like bishul, where you did everything, so if guy hurries it, you still did everything. It doesn't undermine it. But if you just did a hanakira, and the hanacha doesn't take place as forecast, totally mitzitcha, so that's not going to be the same. Below kashamidi, I'll read it. The hanacha lo nasa klal al yidei arishon. Here in our case, the hanacha has nothing to do with the rishon. The adaraba al yidei meiser rishon haya hachefetz holech hala. Based on the rishon, it would have gone further. Not just quicker. By cooking, the same thing would have happened. It just happened quicker. Here, something different happened. Instead of hitting the floor, it hit the guy's hand. That's very different than the cooking, where the same exact result occurred, just quicker. That's it. It's finished. And then he says, "Va'od yesh bazeh chiluk delulei ashidi lo yachiv esnach b'makam shorach achshav ta'amunach b'yado shaladam chashem munach ba'aretz." Another example, but he says he likes his first point the best, that the hanacha is separate than the akira, and you can't say it just memela happens, unlike other malachas. Again, we're going to see a lot of differences between Hotsah, we already had on that vase, Hotsah malacha gruahi, and our case. I forgot to mention back on that vase, I'll just mention it again now, once we talking about the uniqueness of Hotsah, which is an important tosis. Tosis is on the Tzadik Vav. Later on, Tzadik Vav Mabez, the top tosis, the Gemara there discusses that there is a separate makar in the Torah for Hotsah. All the other malachas are just learned there from Los Asako Malacha. But by Hotsa, there's a separate marker. Okay, there's one or two others. Los Savar Reish Becham Moshe Vosechem is in Vayakel for its own reasons. But Hotsa! Vayitza Moshe Vayabir Koba Bamachane? So Tosafot says, what do you need a separate marker for Hotsa? Tosfos says Hotza is different. Hotza is Malacha Gerua, as we said on that base, either based on the Maisa or based on the, because you could do the act anywhere and it's Mutter and here it's Aser, or based on the Chefsa, that there's no Shinui in the Chefsa taking place. Either way, Malacha Gerua, but this is a discussion between Rashi and the Rambam on our line, why, if the Makabel moved, is the Zorek Pater. But now let's get back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar bimkom avikibel chayiv. But if the person, if Shimon did not move, he just acted like a pillar, and he stood there, and he was makabel chayiv. He is chayiv. The Rishon is chayiv. Why? Habin hanacha gabi makam dalid veleka. You don't have a hanacha and a makam dalid. Elashma mina lo bein and makam arba. So it must be this is the time of our Mishnah that you don't need a makam arba al arba. Says the Gemara. 1 minute. V'toma hanacha. Who deloba inan? Ha karabina? Maybe you don't need a hanacha, but you need a kira. Al dalad, al dalad. And therefore, this opinion only tells me that you don't need a hanacha, al gabi dalad. But you need a kira, like the Rashba said on yesterday's daf, where the Rashba says that the tchilas hamalacha needs more basis. Literally. And therefore, it needs a more, it could be that it needs a makam dalad, al dalad. So you have no raya. So again, the Gemara says, "Vanachanami Dilma," and even in this case, maybe you don't even have a raya about hanacha. But Vanachanami Dilma to pashit kanfei v'kiblei. Maybe he stretched out his shirt or his robe and he accepted it. Tikanami hanacha. So maybe there is hanacha dalal al dalal there. So again, we're still stuck. Who is the opinion of our Mishnah that holds that you akira and hanacha do not require makom dalal al dalal? So try number 4. We had Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Achirim, and now try number 4. Rabbi Abba, Masisa, and so we say, we're instead of now trying to say it's not a makam dalal al dalad, who's the opinion? We're trying to re-understand our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is a makam dalal al dalad. Masisa kagon. Question about the gersos here. Kagon. Vihiniach al gabi traskal. We're talking about a basket. We're not talking about the ani and the usher aren't taking things in and out of each other's hands. These have baskets. And the basket is dalal al dalad. Tikanami hanacha. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and therefore we don't have to make ourselves crazy finding an opinion that you don't need a makam dalal al dalad for an akira and a hanacha. No. So Gemara says 1 second, v'ha yadok tani. But it says yado in the Mishnah. No, tini traskal shevi yado. No, learn the basket in the hand. So hanecha, ha tenach. Traskal b'rishos hayachid. This works for the basket in rishos hayachid because in the basket is rishos hayachid and he's in rishos hayachid. So for the balabai is holding the traskal, not a problem. Ela traskal b'rishos harabim rishos hayachidu. But the traskal in rishos harabim, that would mess up the whole case because let's say you have the balabai who's in rishos hayachid putting it into the traskal, which is also rishos hayachid in the street in the on his hands. So that wouldn't work. That was rishos hayachidu. So you wouldn't be chayiv. So, lema delok Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, should we suggest this is not like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, ditanya? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no'atz kaneh b'rushos harabim u'b'rosho traskal. If somebody sticks a rod, a pole, into rishos harabim, and at the top of it is a basket, zarak v'nach al-gabah, but he throws something in from where he is. He's in the street, he throws something in chayiv. So you see chayiv, meaning it is a rishos hayachid. Chayiv, remember, always means iser daraisa. So you see, it's a rishos hayachid. Dikir Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So it must be our mishnah against Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Because if it's like him, so what about the following case? Like we just mentioned, pasha balabai says yado lachutz. If the balabai sticks his head outside, v'nasan l'toch yado shal ani, and he puts it to the ani, so the mishnah says chayiv. V'namai chayiv. Mi rishos hayachid l'rishos hayachid kamafik. He's going from rishos hayachid l'rishos hayachid according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So it must be our mishnah like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's what you're forced to say. We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Maybe there's a difference. Again, we're still in the basket suggestion. Hasam lamala miyud, hachalamata miyud. No, maybe it's different. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's case is that it is lamala miyud, and that's why it is a rishos hayachid. But maybe he would agree if it's under 10 tefachim lamata miyud, that would not be considered rishos hayachid. It would be rishos harabim, and that's the case of our Mishnah, and that's the case that the Baal HaBayis would be chayiv. Fine. So wonderful. This could be the answer to the Gemara, to the explaining the Mishnah that it is a makam dalal al dalal. But Rabbi Yavo still does not like it. Kashla Rabbi Yavo, miktani traskal shebi yado vayadoktani. Though the Gemara sometimes changes words, Rabbi Yavo says, I looked in all of my editions of the Mishnah and it never has traskal shebi yado. It just says yado. And it seems like the Mishnah is telling me the chiddush of less than dalal al dalal is good enough. So what exactly is the, we're back to the question. I can't say it's a case of Trasko. So Elam Rabbi Yevo, Rabbi Yevo himself says, no, this is the answer. Kagon, Sheshil Shol Yadol Hatami Gimel V'Kibla. The people involved put their hands under three tfachim, close to the ground, in Yonad Yoma, Lovud. It's Lovud, as if it's on the ground. So if it says, if, it's a Makom of Dalad al-Dalad. Less than three tfachim from the ground is as if it is, right, Lovud, the Gemara tells us, is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, V'Kibla, and therefore it is, and one accepted it, and that's the case of Dalad al-Dalad. Ivaha Omeid Ktani, doesn't it say Omeid? It says Omeid in the Mishnah, so how do you say it's all the way down? Peshocha, you're bending down. You're standing and bending. Vivaisema, or Biguma. Or maybe a person's standing in a hole, and he's sticking his hand out within three tfachim of the ground. So that's a normal case. He's standing. Vivaisema, bananas. Or we're talking about a nanas, a midget, right? The midget comes up in various contexts here, just mitzias wise. But the Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Bias Migdash in terms of psulim and bali mumin of kohanim. The Rambam says in Parakhes, arba'a b'chol haguf. There are four mumin that are b'chol haguf. It's not like a specific aver that you have a problem with, right? This is Parakhes. So the Rambam talks all about the mumin of the Adam. There are 90 mume Adam that would pass a coin from doing the avoda. So in Halacha Yudala, the Rambam says, arba'a b'chol haguf, Elohein, misha gufo gadol me'evarav. If a person's body is in proportion larger than his limbs, or mishagubo katame verabo, the opposite, his limbs are larger than his body. Ha'aruch biyoter, he's too extra tall, not in a normal way. Hananas, what's a nanas? V'ha katsar biyoter, ad sheyu muflagin mishar ha'am. Again, tall and short here means in a way where people would look and say that is something not normal. He's not that his parents are tall, but that is something not normal. There's a type of mutation here that is a problem. So that's the nanas. That's what we're talking about here. In the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yevo, again, the case is either within three amos of the ground, and Shocha, Guma, or Nanas. I just heard last week, just to mention, it comes up, in terms of Lovud. Lovud, as we know, is one of the coolest in many areas of Halacha, but specifically this time of year, for Hilchos Sukkah. Interesting that Sukkah has many coolest. You have Lovud, you have Dofan Akuma, you have two and a little walls, many coolest when it comes to Sukkah. Right, how small does it have to be? And when it comes to Dalad Minim, it's just the opposite. We try to look for all the chumras in the book. Priates Hadar, not just kosher, but Mahadrin, and Mahadrin ben Mahadrin, and Mahudar Aleph. So it's fascinating. Sukkah, we have all these kulas, and Dalad Minim, we have all these chumras. So I heard the suggestion this week, that Sukkah symbolizes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Dalad Minim, as we know, the Midrashim talk about our relationship with each other. All the different types of Jews, and you put it together, and you wrap them up, and you ogate them. When it comes to Beit HaVeir, we have to do every chumr in the book. Every chumr in the book, we have to try to, you know, take advantage of it. Be machmir and vavzor echa kamocha, be machmir and kavod abriyas. Be machmir, as much as we can. Kodesh Baruch Hu could be mocha on this kavod. You know, as long as you do it. Obviously, we have to try to be machmir in both areas, but if there's one to be machmir more than the other one, Dalin Minim Ben Adam Chaveiro more than Sukkah. Beautiful. Okay, so Amar Rus, that's Rabbi Yevo's suggestion. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of bending down or standing in a hole or a midget. Amar Rava, come on. Echbal Tano Ashmina Kalhani. The Mishnah, which sounds so general, is only talking about these unusual cases. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell me? No, that can't be. So Rava says, final answer, Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, Yado Shel, you don't have to go through any other Rishita. Yado Shel Adam Chashuva Lo Kedalad Al Dalad. A person's hands are considered Dalad Al Dalad. It's not like you have an area that's less than Dalad Al Dalad. A person's hands are considered a Rishus. A Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. If I'm holding something, where there's Kinyan Chazaka, if I'm holding something, there's a kinyan chazak on it. Right? You can't grab it away from me. If you take it away from me, you violate Geza. Why? How is it mine? I'm just holding it. It's not a rishus. The answer is it is a rishus. And a person's hands are considered dalad al dalad. And that's the case of the Mishnah. It's a person's hands literally. And it's not shemakam dalad al dalad. So some of the achronim say it's not only a person's hands, but it's any normal way of carrying something. What if it's on somebody's shoulder? The Biradat, they quote here. On somebody's shoulder also. So on somebody's shoulder, it could also be, Elgam tefo shel adam v'tocheiko, or in his chest, chashuv v'karbal arba. B'reishat derech laniach lotal chafasim gedolim aktefo. It's normal to carry big things on your shoulder. U'b'tocheiko kibo biyado. This is a raya from earlier. But either way, that is what the Achronim say. It's not only hand, but any place on one's body where it's normal to carry. So that is considered normal carrying and will be a reshus dal al dal. Tosfos discusses, Tosfos later on, the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Beis. Where on Tzadik Beis talks about what if you walk outside on Shabbos with something on your head. Are you chayiv or is that a shinui which would only be usher d'rabbanan? So the Gemara says, the last line of Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph, Hamotzi Masui Arosho Patur. You carry something on your head, you're patur. Says the Gemara, V'imtiv Salomar Anshe Hutzal. Aye, there are people that carry things on their head. Osen Kane. But Ladaito Eitzel Kaladam. But Ladaito, we don't care about Anshe Hutzal. The question is that even in Hutzal? Even in Hutzal? Tosos, Mashma Dal Asra Nami Amr Dabad Ladaito. Even in Hutzal? Do you say that? So that's a big shiloh, that's an important tosis. Top tosis, we'll come back to. But that is a big discussion. What about in the Middle Eastern countries where it's common for mostly non-Jewish women to carry things on their head? So if somebody carries something, if somebody learns and is able to carry something on their head naturally, so is that going to be patur on Shabbos because it's unusual? How do you determine normal behavior? Do you go by the place? Do you go by the world? Do you go by Jews? That is an important discussion, but that is related to this where we have Ktefo and other parts of the body. Chashuki Chemed discusses what happens, Rahman al-Islan, if somebody is paralyzed. How do we look at the parts of their body that are not working properly, right? In terms of many halachas, in terms of Shabbos, when I'm Shabbos later on, if somebody has an amputated leg, an extra leg, but this is, let's say, it's connected. So what do we consider? If I put something into the hand of somebody who's paralyzed, is that Rishus HaShaladim Nechshav Dalad Al Dalad? Or they have no Shlita on it? What if they have Shlita on one hand, but not on the other? And I put it into the bad hand, but the other hand could control it. Or, also in Yad HaYoma, what happens if somebody who has paralyzed, his arms are paralyzed, shaking a lulav? If somebody could put it in their hands. Or he has the case where the upper parts of the arms, the shoulders were working. So he could force his hands based on the shoulders to like push something or hold something. So is that called an atilas lulav? The Rav Silberstein assumes no. Assumes nirishim atzav kazeh lo yia biyodol lakayim etzvetzal rav dalan minim shkei b'mitzvah zu kasevu lakachtem vatsura shebohu mezizis hayad eina kri lakicha. Is that called a lakicha or not? So you think that's a chatzitza. That's not, you're not taking it with under your power. Again, every case is different. We're not poskening here. But he says, this is for lakichas. He talks about, is it better to put it in the mouth? What if the person wants to put it in his mouth? That's his power. Is that okay, lakicha? That's what he can do. He can't do anything else. Then he says the same thing about hotzah b'shabbos. What if somebody, if an ani or the usher in all these cases, put something in the arm that is mushtak. If the ani has an artificial hand, so that hand is not him. It has to be an extension of him. If it's a paralyzed hand, the balabai is patur. It has to be a useful hand to the person. And then he says, I mentioned this to my brother Rav Chaim Kadievsky, and he says, oh, it's my first Yerushalmi. Kedarka Bakodesh. Chaim Kadievsky, of course, the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yuma. Maisa be'echad sheyavsha zroa v'lo inicha. There was a story of a person who his arm dried up, v'lo hinicha, and he didn't put on, I think it was tefillin. L'kayim mashenera, borei Hashem chelo, follow yodav tirtzeh. Pirish, I'm sorry, in that case he was talking about the, say, hinicha, but he was involved in the avoda. Pirish, ha'yakoin echad sha'asak b'ktores. U'be'emsa avoda hidyabsha, hishtatka yodo. According to the middle of the avoda, all of a sudden his hand stops working. See, because whatever the case is, paralyzed in the middle of the avoda. And he continued. So Chaim Kadievsky says, what do you see from there? You see that it is a good hand, because he was able to continue the avodah. It wasn't a chatzitza. Says the Rizal was saying, maybe not, because maybe shiny Shabbos. Shabbos has different requirements. That's what the Beshem will talk about in Amud Beis. Malachas Bach Shabbos has a higher standard than even avodah, possibly. This is the discussion of the Chashuki Chemed right here on this line of Yadosh Aladim Chashuvala. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yochanan also said that a person's hand is considered dalal al dalid. Amar Rabbi Yavin, Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zarak chayfetz v'nach betoch yado shel chaveiro. If I threw something the earlier cases up above, I had in mind to throw it to somebody. But here, let's say I just threw it. I had nothing in mind. I didn't see a person there. I had nothing in mind. And all of a sudden, he comes and catches it. So Zarek, Chavez, Rapatov, Yelda, Shachavero, Chayv. If the guy had it moved. But I didn't have Kavana to throw it to him. I just threw it. But he didn't move, and he just caught it. So I'm Chayv in that case. So my Kamash Malam, what's the Chiddush? Yelda, Shalom, Chashiv, Lo, Kadal, Adalid. Va'amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Chad, Zimna. Rabbi Yochanan already said that once, earlier. So why does Rabbi Yochanan have to say it again? So ma the tema hani mili hecha da ach shvei huliyade. Maybe it only works. When could you say something as nachash of dalal dalal? Where the person had in mind, he was machshavit. I'm throwing it to you, and I am giving chashivas to the place where it's about to land. So there, it's nachash of dalal dalal. Aval hecha de lo ach shvei huliyade. But if I didn't think about it, I thought it was going to fall on the ground even. I didn't realize you were there. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't machshav the landing spot. Aim alo. Maybe then it wouldn't count. Kamash malan. Kamash Malan, you're still chayef. Period. The sugya of achshavei is a large one. Just to mention two examples where this principle comes up of achshavei, where something objectively does not have the requisite standard for what is needed, and because of achshavei, we say it does. The Rishonim in Masechet Pesachim discuss crumbs on Pesach. Why do I have to get rid of crumbs on Pesach? Crumbs, it's less than a kezayis, it's batel. The answer is because I might see them, and the second that I see them, if I think, oh, I wish I could have, oh, that crumb. Does that moment, I'm going to violate by Rabbi Yimatzeh, because of achshavei, because I was machshiv, that item that usually doesn't have chashivas. The other example, we always like to quote, is the Rashi in Meseches Beitza, on Daf Chav Zayin. Rashi in Beitza Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara there talks about burning Truma Temeya on Yontif. The question is, why is it Aser? Truma Temeya, you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you're allowed to light fire, and we even hold the Mitoch. So why can't you burn Truma Temeya on Yontif? Says Rashi, Beitza Chav Zayin Mabez, because the Torah says that what you are doing is a mitzvah, so that gives it extra chashivus. And it's so chashiv that you can't do it on Yontif. The Gzeiras HaKasavi, She'ein Kachim Temeya and Mizvarin B'Yontif, the Rachmana Achshavei Lahavarasan, the Chsiv Ba'esh Tisareif, Hilkach Malachahi. The Torah gives it chashivus, and therefore you cannot do it on Yontif. The Pnei Yeshua there discusses that Rashi, but that is two examples of Achshavei. That's what happened here. You might have thought Achshavei only if you had Kavana, Kamash Polon, even without it. Amar Rabbi Yavan, Amar Rabbi Elohim, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Bim Komo V'Kibel Chayiv. Like we had before, if somebody just stands there and does nothing, the thrower is Chayiv. Akar Bim Komo V'Kibel Pater. But if the guy, if the receiver moved, so then Pater, because they both took part in it. Same thing. But what about this case? Zarak chayfetz. V'ne'ekar hu mim komo. V'chazer v'kiblo mahu. Let's say somebody's very fast. He throws it up, and he himself runs and catches it. So what is that called? We just said before that if you move, so then you made the first guy putter. So but here, it's the same person. The akira nanacha mahu. Fascinating question. So the Gemara says, "Michael Bayley, what exactly is the question?" Amar of Adabar Ava, Shnei Kochos Bademecha Kami Bayley. You have the two Kochos within one person. That's the Shiloh. Shnei Kochos Bademecha Adam Echa Dami Vachayiv. Do we say two Kochos and one Adam is like one Adam, and therefore the person did everything, and therefore Chayiv Odimo Kshnei Bnei Adam Dami Upater? Or we say it's like Shnei Bnei Adam and Pater? What do we say in that case? Teku, and the Gemara is the question is unanswered. Fascinating case. This question might go to the root, some Achronim suggest, to the Malacha of Hotzah. How do we look at Hotzah? How much do we focus on the act? How much do we focus on the Rishuyos involved? Rav Soloveitchik discusses this. They put out some of Rav Schechter's notes from the Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim, I think from Tufshin, from one of the years of the 1960s. Tufshin Chav Gimel. So there he discusses the Malacha of Hotzah. Is the Malacha of Hotzah moving from one, an akira from one rishus and a hanacha the other rishus, like the focus is those separate independent actions, or is it more defined as chiluf rishuyos, the switching of rishuyos? My nafkamina, we mentioned a little bit at the end of that base, we didn't get to talk about it, but there's a machlokas rishonim whether hachnasa is an av or a tolda. Hachnasa, Hotzah, going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, is definitely an Av. What about the same exact act from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid? So that's a Machlokas. The Rambam holds they're both Avos. Hachnasa is also an Av. While other Rishonim, Bali Tosfos on that base, say it's a Tolda. So Soloveitchik suggests, what's the Machlokas? According to the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference which direction, they're both Avos. What does that show? The Malacha is Chiluf Rishuyos. The malacha, it doesn't make a difference what the rishus, just the switching of rishuyos. That's the malacha, the av malacha daraisa. Mashaikid, according to Bali Tosis, no. The av malacha is from A to B. From B to A, that's not the av, that's the tolda. There's a difference. There's an importance to the rishus that one starts out in. So it could be, whether you focus on the chilif rishus, the maisa, or each separately, it could be that this could have ramifications into the Gemara's question here. Gemara's question here about one person runs from one place to the other place. So Lamaisa, he did a chilif rishuyos. Even though there might be a problem with the Akira and the Hanacha, because the Akira went, but the Hanacha, he was running. Like we said before, somebody runs. So it could be that it's connected. Even if not, it's an important Chakira to be aware of. Good. Am Rabbi Yavin, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hichnis Yadu L'tochatz R'chaveiro, V'kibo Megashamim, somebody sticks their hand into their friend's chatzer, and they catch rainwater. It's raining, they catch rainwater, v'hotzi. And I'm standing in the street, I put my hands into my friend's yard, I catch the rainwater, I bring it out. Chayiv, I am Chayiv. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Chayiv there. So the question is, I'm Chayiv? One second. Maskev L'Rabs, why? Because I was motzi the rain. So Masalar Bzeira, one second, Mali hit ino chaveiro, Mali hit ino shamayim. Iu law of Akira. What do we say in the Mishnah? If the Bala Bias puts it into my hand and I take it out, I didn't do the Fomalacha. I only did the Hanacha, I didn't do the Akira. He put it into my hand. So do here. Hashem put it into my hand. Hashem put the rain into my hand, right? What does it say in Titus, that Beis, that there are three keys that Hashem has power over himself, right? Tomorrow we start asking for Geshem. One of them is rain. Rain comes straight from Hashem, so Hashem, Dafka, put it into my hand. So what's the difference if somebody else puts it into my hand, or Hashem puts it into my hand? Both cases, I did not do the Akira, and therefore, I should be Pater. You love it, Akira. So Gemara says, you're right. Lotim Akibel El Akalat. You're right. It's not that you caught the rainwater straight. It hit something first, and then you just gathered it. Call it. You gathered it up, and then you brought it out. So it hit something. So Gemara says, what did it hit? You need an Akira and Makam Dalad. What do you mean you gathered it? What? You gathered it from the air? You gathered it from... I mean, what exactly is... Where's the Akira from? There was rainwater that was falling onto a wall, and you gathered it from the wall, and you brought it out. That's the case of Chayiv. The Gemara persists. Al Gabi Kosel Nami. Even if the wall doesn't work. V'halo Noach. It didn't have a Hanacha. You have to do an Akira from a place that had a Hanacha. So if it's here, it's on a wall, sliding down the wall, you put your hand on the bottom, so it's still, they didn't have Hanacha yet. Kedama Rava Bakosa Meshupa. No. Just like Rava said elsewhere, we're talking about a slanted wall, Hachanami Bakosa Meshupa. So maybe here too, we are talking about a slanted wall, and therefore the water gathered, and there was a Hanacha on a Makam Chashuv, and then you took it from there and took it out, so that is the case where Rabbi Yochanan says, you are going to be chayiv. That's a regular case of hotzah. You took rainwater from the other person's rishus and you brought it out. So v'heicha itva the Rava. So Rava said this somewhere else by a kosum meshupa. Where exactly did Rava say it? Aha, on the following ditznan, the following mishnah that we're going to have in Mesechas Erevin. Hayakari b'sefer leskopa. Somebody's reading a book. What is a book? In the olden days, a book is a scroll. A scroll. So you're reading a book on your doorstep, on your iskopa, and all of a sudden, right, as we know, a scroll, if we think of like a Megillas Esther, it has two sides. So one of the sides rolls out of your hands and rolls into the street. So you're on a iskopa. What status does the iskopa have? Rashi says, third line, Carmelis. Iskopa is a Rishus HaRabim Dirabanan. It's a Carmelis. So therefore, you're standing on the iskopa in the Carmelis, holding one side of the scroll. The other side of the scroll rolled into the street. What are you allowed to do? Because after all, if you roll it back, isn't that kind of like a malacha? You're going from the street, which is Rabin, to a Carmelis. So the Mishnah says, go Etzlo, you're allowed to roll it back. Why are you allowed to roll it back? Says Rashi, because even if the whole thing had fallen out of your hand, and then you brought it back in, that'd only be an Issa Rabbanan. So here you still have part of it in your hand. Who says that this is Hachnasa? Who said this is bringing it back in? You still have it. You're at the other side is gone, but you still have it. So Rashi says on the fourth line, "Dinafa kule miyade." If the whole thing had fallen out, umahadrile may rishus harabim, and you bring it back for harabim, v'liskopa lavchiyav chatasik. Even if you bring the whole thing back, it's only an isidur abundant because it's carmelis. Hilka chashta. So therefore, since you have the rosh, you have one side in your hand, chazal, where not goes there, there's not even a shvus. Okay, so the Mishnah says, if you're reading the Sefer on the scope, it rolls out, you're allowed to roll it back in. Hayakore barosh hagag. What if you're on the top of a roof? Rosh Hagag, that is a Rosh Hashayachid, right? In the days of the Talmud, they used to use that. The roof was like their backyard. They used it for all different types of purposes. So Yakore Rosh Hagag, Venus Galgal, Sefer Miyado, and the Sefer rolls down on the side of the house. If it's above 10 Tfachim, so that is still Makom Ptur. And therefore, galus like you roll it back up. But if it's within 10 tfachim of the ground, and the ground is Rosh Arabim, hopefully there's nothing to do. Because going from Rosh Arabim to Rosh Yachid, if it would have fallen out and you bring it back, that would be a daraisa. So that's why we're going to be gozer in this case. If it would only be a drabanan at most, so then we'll say we're not gozer. But in this case, it would be a daraisa, so we don't allow you to do it. So what do? Hofcho al ksav. You just turn it over to try to protect the ksav, and you leave it there. That's what you do. The Rama writes in Simon Shin Nun Beis, this is only allowed for Kisvei. Where is it? It's only allowed for Kisvei HaKodesh. That's when the whole heter of the whole discussion of the Mishnah is allowed. But that's what we're talking about, Kisvei HaKodesh. So you turn it over. So the Gemara says, V'havinon ba, amayhof chol aksav, halonach. Right? Why do you turn it over, and why do you say that you have to leave it there? It didn't have a hanacha. Just roll it back. It didn't have a hanacha. What's the problem? V'amar Rava, and that's why Rava says, B'kosel Mishupa. It did. It was a slanted roof, a slanted wall, and therefore it had anacha, and that's why you're not allowed to roll it back. So just like Rava said it over there, so we say that's what Rav Yochanan is talking about when he says about catching the rainwater. So Gemara says, now after we have that whole explanation, 1 minute. Amar Dama Rava, when does Rava say it over there, Besefer, to Avidinayach? That's a hanacha. Sefer is resting, and that's where he says, we're talking about a kosel meshupa. Mayim Avidinayachi. But the water, even if it's slanted, it didn't stop. So that still shouldn't be called a hanacha. So how could we suggest the kosel meshupa in our case? So Elam Rava, Rava says, no, this is what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. There was a hole. There was a puddle, basically. There was a puddle in my friend's yard. I went down, I scooped up some water, and I brought it out to the street. That's the case of Otsal Yechayav Daraisa. Says the Gemara, now guma pshitas, then that's obvious. You took something from your friend's rishus into the street. So Gemara says, no, there was a puddle. You took the upper layer of water. You might say, water on water, is that a hanacha? Is the upper water resting on the lower water? Is that really a hanacha? So you might say, no. Kamashmalan, it is. Because it is, and therefore when you pick it up from there, you are being oker it, and then you bring it into the street. That is a hanacha. So you have an akira and a hanacha. Good. There is a question of the Achronim I saw in the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim, says, what about if there is ice? We just said water on water is considered munach. What about ice on water? Is that considered munach? Is that better or worse? Right, it's better that it's really solid, it's not moving. But on the other hand, it's something different than water. So, that's the question of the Rosh Yosef. That's a shiloh, right? This relates a little bit also to how do we look at water? I mean, here it might have to do with the physical properties of ice, but it relates to the general issue about dealing with ice on Shabbos. Are you allowed to make ice on Shabbos? Are you allowed to crush ice on Shabbos? Right, those are all serious shilohs. The Shmir Shabbos discusses this in Perek Yud. Perek Yud in the Shmir Shabbos. Mutter litein kubias karab klishis b'mayim amashirachim. You're allowed to use ice cubes on Shabbos. You're allowed to put ice cubes into your drink. That is the chachilah, the order you're supposed to do it in, because so even if it, when it melts right into the liquid. He says, Tovia said it's better if you don't stir it. The Shmir Shabbos is not into stirring. This is based on a Gemara of Esrem that we'll have later on in Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Risuk Sheleg, crushing snow. On Shabbos is an Issur d'Rabbanan, 3 days in the Rishon, and what exactly is the problem with crushing snow on Shabbos? That is the issue of crushing ice cubes. So the Shmir Shabbos says, Tov Yaseh, it's not Usur, but Tov Yaseh, Im Yakvit Shalol HaHamis Es HaKarach Shabbatok HaMashke V'Yedayim O B'Kapit. Don't crush it. Okay. Aval al yasim lechadchila gushi kerachal kol tosreka, but lechadchila, don't put ice cubes in a cup in order to have them melt. If you're going to put the water, the liquid in right away afterwards, okay, that's better than just waiting them to melt. But if they put them in to let them melt, so we're machmer like a sheet of the arach that we'll see later on. Sefer a truma that says that is also considered nolad. What about making ice cubes on Shabbos? So again, makam tsarech will be mutter. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shmir Shabbos says tov lihimana. It doesn't say it's usser. It's better not to. If you could try to do it before Shabbos, obviously better. And if you run out, if you don't really need it, so then one should not do it on Shabbos. But if you really need it, Tov lihimana milaseis b'Shabbos v'yadav mayim l'toch tehak pa'ah, amanas lo'ofchem l'kubiyas karach, ele imkein yesh sarech gadol b'kach. One of them, you have a lot of guests over, and your drinks are not cold, you didn't have time to put them in the fridge, or you need more, so that would be a tzarech gadol, and you would be able to do it. Either way, this is an important discussion, but it relates to our issue. Is ice on water considered a davar munach or not? Okay, let us continue. V'yadza Rava l'taymei, Rava, who says that the water on water is munach, goes according to his own sheet, that the Amar Rava says elsewhere, mayim agabi mayim, mayim hanachas, on water and water, that's considered a hanacha, so therefore if you take the above water, that's considered an akira. Egos al gabi mayim, lav hainu hanachas, so, but a nut, let's say you have a nut floating in water, and therefore what? L'may nafkamina. If you pick up that nut, is that called an akira? Is it in a makam nach? Or if you throw a nut onto water, is that called a hanacha? Right, because it has both suggestions. So that's not called a hanacha, because it's floating. It's not called a hanacha. Boy, Rava, let's just finish a little bit, and then we have to do a very important tosfos. Boy, Rava, egos bekli beklitzav agabi mayim. If you have a nut in a bowl, and the bowl is floating in the water. So the nut in a bowl is not called, a nut straight in the water is not a hanacha. But a nut in the bowl, and the bowl in the water. What about that case? So, Busser egos azlinan, v'hanayach. Do you go after the nut? Let's say you threw the nut into the bowl, so it's nach in the bowl. Odilma busser kli azlinan. Do you go after the kli? V'halonayach. Deny it. And the cup, the bowl is moving. Teku. So, no answer. Tosfos here. Egos discusses why over here do we say that a nut in water or a bowl in water is not called a hanacha, while we say if somebody catches something in their boat that is in the water, it is called a kinyan chatzer. Right? The water is why isn't that a chatzer maleches? Right? It's floating, just like you're telling me for Hilchas Shabbos. It is not considered a hanacha, so it shouldn't be a hanacha for Hilchas Kinyanim either. It says Tosfos, says the Ramban, say that we showed him, no! You can't compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Kinyanim. Hilchas Shabbos requires physical hanacha, a state of munach. You don't have that here. Chatzer, much more flexibility. Flexibility. You just need it to be guarded. Lagabi kinyan shiny, says Tosfos third line. To lo ikri chatzer malachas, to chatzer ofin miyad, v'yanami. What? Your hand is also moving. V'yanami iu to kamaski tute v'kamamti lo. Aval hacha mi mishkan yalfinan. V'sham lo hayam estame el kadarach shamatzniin chafsim b'nei adam. For Shabbos, you learn it out from the mishkan. Is this the normal way of being miniyach chafatzin? This is not a hanacha. And therefore, it would not be comparable. You can't compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Kinyanim. The Rashba says it too. Hasam gabi kinyan kol chatzer she'ein hi atzma mahalachas koneva. Aval bisha achir molichin osa kisvina. Aval gabi Shabbos bina she'ito chefetz mi makom nach. And here you don't have a makom nach, and therefore it wouldn't be considered hanacha. Weiter. So now, also, cases, what is considered a hanacha? If you have oil, that's on top of wine, right? Oil floats on wine. That, whether it's considered a hanacha for Hilchas Shabbos, would be the Masei Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbanan, for Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Tevul Yom, Shemen, you have Shemen of Truma, Shetzaf al Gabi Ayayin, that's floating on wine, V'Naga Tevul Yom B'Shemen, and the Tevul Yom, who is a Sheni Latuma, touches the oil, so the oil becomes Tame, Shlishi. But what about the water? What about the wine underneath? Lo Pasol Shemen Bilvad. The Tanakhama says only the Shemen is Pasol. Why? Because the Shemen is considered an independent chefsa. It's not called munach for Hilchas Shabbos, and it's not called connected for Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Shnei Mechuberim Zeh L'Zeh. No, they're mechuber to each other. It is considered a hanacha, and touching one would be metame the other one. So even though Tosfos says we're machalik between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Kinyanim, the Gemara says we're not machalik between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. Good. Amar Rabbi Yavan, Amar Rabbi Lo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayaton Ochlanu Mashkin, Sav Nichnas. Somebody's holding food or drink or anything, and he's carrying something in his house. He did not have in mind when he picked it up to walk outside, but then he walks outside. So the Akira did not have Kavana Latzeis. So you're not chayev there. Eino chayev achiyamo. You're not chayev until you stop, Rashi says, and then you think about going outside, and then you go outside. Or if you're outside, you stop and you walk Daladamas. Whatever it is, you need, this is another important principle of Hotza'ah, you need an Akira L'shem Hotza'ah. And akira could be a throwing, but you need akira l'shem hotza'a. Amar abaya. Right, and Rashi says this is because of, right, first word line of Rashi, Melechas Machshavas, the special high standards of Hilchos Shabbos. Melechas Machshavas, as the Pasuk says, and the Unkelah says in Vayakha, Melechas Umanvan, thought out, premeditated work, and this was not premeditated, right? You just decided in the middle of your walking. So that is not called a hotzah. Amar Abaye Vusha Amar Lafush. When do we say a stopping is considered a stopping? Omi Lafush. That means if you stop to rest, that's called a stopping. There are two types of stopping. Stopping to rest and stopping to fix your bundle. Stopping to rest is called a stopping. Mimai, how do you know that? Midamar Mar. Because we learned elsewhere. Tok Dalat Amos. If somebody is walking, Dalat Amos Rishas Rabim. So before he gets to Dalat Amos, Amar Lafush, he stops to rest. Putter. So he's putter, even if he continues afterwards, because now he broke up the Dalat Amos, because he stopped to rest. Lakaseh, but if within the Dalat Amos he just stopped for a second to fix his bundle on his shoulder, chay, that's not called a stopping. So there, you went straight, Dalat Amos. Chutz to Dalat Amos, but the opposite is true. Chutz to Dalat, if you walked four Amos already, and then Amar Lafush, then you stopped to rest, chayav, then you're chayav in that case, because then you had a real hanacha. Lakaseh putter, but if you just stopped after Dalat Amos to fix your bundle, you still haven't had a hanacha yet, and therefore you're putter. So that's why you know here too, you need Omi Lafush. So my Kamash Balon, what's the Chiddush of this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Shalohaisa Akira Mishar Rishon Lakach? What, that if you pick something up in your house without Kavana to go out, so, and then you decide to go out, you're not going to be Chayiv? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazinav, we already learned that elsewhere. The Amar of Safar, Amar Rabbi Yami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan tells us elsewhere, Hamavar Chatfatzim, Izavis Lazavis, if somebody's carrying something from one side of their house to another, Vinimlach Alein, and then you just say, he decided, well, so you had to take it out, Pater, Shalohaisa Akira Mishar Rishon Lakach. So Rabbi Yochanan said it about that in that form. In that form, so Gemara says, "I'm a Rai Ninu." You're right. Rabbi Yochanan said it both. Later, I'm a Rai. I'm quote Rabbi Yochanan. The same Yisod, just two different instances. Mar Amar La B'Hailishna, Mar Amar La B'Hailishna. There is no difference. Two Haris. The Gemara says there's a chiluk between stopping to fix your bundle and stopping to rest. Sometimes there's something in the middle. The Achronim talk about what about stopping for a red light. Stopping for a red light. Let's say you're walking on Shabbos, and yeah, you have to stop. So that's not stopping to rest. You'd rather go, but it's not just stopping to fix your bundle. Right? The Mishnah Berurah assumes in the Shah HaTzion that would be Omid Lafush. It is fixing the bundle versus everything else. Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Tes. Os Yudches in the Shah HaTzion. V'alayis dati nir baro. D'lukul yalam in ator mikri amida. Filo mo'am alafush behedya. V'rapish v'alayis siba shemina o lelech. If you stop for any reason that's not letting you go, that's called lafush. It's not to fix your bundle. And therefore, that would be included in that. A. B. The other issue here, we say, you're only chayv, shalohaisa akir mishar rishon lakach. This relates to what we alluded to on that base already. What happens if you're in the middle of the street, you're walking, you realize you have something in your pocket? What are you supposed to do? And there's no eruv. So, number one, the best thing to do is to shake it out with a shinu without touching it. Number one. That might not work if it's your wallet, if it's your car keys. You don't want to have them on the street. So the next thing to do is to try to put it onto a makom patur. What is that? That's something that is less than 4x4 tefachim wide, and it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground. A mailbox, a fire hydrant, if you could get something on top of them, that's also the next best. If not, then the third best is to go back without stopping, to go back to Rishus HaYachid. Machlokes, some say you should go back to Rishus HaYachid where you came from, so you don't have any hana from your actions. Others say, but you have to go to any other Rishus, but don't stop. The key is not to stop walking in all these cases. Okay, either way, this takes us through Daf Hey. Baruch Hashem, we will continue after Yantif with Shabbos Daf Vav. Everybody should have a good in Yantif.